here at the Ag Media Summit in Tampa, and I'm at the PERC booth, the Propane Education and Research Council booth, and with me is Brandon Robinson. And Brandon, what's your title?
I'm the projects coordinator with the Agriculture Department at PERC.
Okay. Well, tell me just a little bit about what propane means. What's your new message at this point as far as propane is concerned?
Well, we like to talk a lot about propane's green attributes. Propane is efficient. It's extremely environmentally friendly. Last year, we did a study on propane's greenhouse gas emissions profile, and we beat about 70% of today's fuel mix on a carbon content in-use emissions. So we're just out here talking about that and the many efficient ways you can use propane, especially on the farm.
Well, and there are lots of efficient ways that you can use propane. What are some of the most popular ways that farmers use propane?
Well, in addition to water heating, space heating, and some of the more traditional, conventional uses for propane, one of the exciting new technologies that we've been talking about and promoting is a poultry house sanitizer, which is a propane flame treatment system that can be used in between broods on poultry floors to essentially sanitize the floors, reduce ammonia levels, get rid of pathogens, even control avian influenza outbreaks, and just help the livability of birds in between flocks. So that's one of the exciting things that we've been doing, but we've also been looking at steam applications to help control soil nematodes and weeds and other pest reduction using propane-powered heat, flame, and steam.
Good. Now, you have a couple of major events coming up where you're going to be actually getting out and talking to the farmers, not just media here. The first one coming up is Farm Progress, not too far around the corner. What are some of the things you're going to be doing at Farm Progress to get the green word out to farmers about propane?
Well, one of the things we're excited to have at the Farm Progress show is our new Roush F-150 propane-powered light-duty truck. This is a new truck that we just rolled out last year. It's a light-duty truck that we manufacture or have supporting the manufacturer with Roush Industries, and it comes through Roush certified dealers with propane as the dedicated fuel. So you can get a greener truck and a more efficient and reliable fuel source truck. That's an alternative fuel, which helps you qualify for some federal tax credits as well. So we're going to have that out at the Farm Progress Show, and we're kind of excited about that.
Wow, sounds great. Now, Sunbelt Ag Expo coming up in October. PERC has always been there. I know we've covered Sunbelt Ag Expo for many, many years, and PERC is definitely a fixture there at that Southeastern show here in this part of the country. What's your main focus when you visit the Southeast?
Well, one of the big things we have at the Sunbelt Ag Expo is the poultry house sanitizer I mentioned. But in addition, this year we're going to be talking about some of the soil nematode research we're doing down in Florida, in addition to some dairy work we're doing on dairy bed sterilization technology, where we can essentially flame dairy beds when they're raked. We found that can really help improve the producer's bottom line. In fact, our initial study showed it increased milk production by about 2.59 pounds per day with that treatment.
That is really impressive. Now, tell me a little bit about PERC itself. What does PERC do?
Well, PERC is a 501c6 trade association. It's a checkoff program, like many of the agriculture checkoffs, except for our mission is to promote propane fuel as a clean, efficient, and reliable alternative energy source. And part of our mission includes projects and programs that directly benefit the American farmer and the agriculture industry. That's kind of why we're out here and connecting with farmers and agriculture industry through these shows like this and the Farm Progress Show and Sunbelt Ag Expo.
Well, and also, you're not just talking about farmers, actually. Propane touches everyone's life, I guess. And one of the things that you have at Sunbelt Ag Expo, right, don't you have like a home style exhibit that has like the home and how propane it can be used in the home?
Yeah, we always carry with us many of the ways that you can use propane in the home. And propane is actually very much in rural America. About 80% of farmers in rural America use propane in some way, be it their grain drying, their crop drying, or maybe just have it on their gas grill or their space heating. So we talk about the space heating, tankless water heaters, and all the many ways you can use the efficient new propane technologies in your home for rural lifestylers and anyone who wants to use propane in their home.
What is the advantage of propane over other energy sources, the main advantages?
One of the main advantages is it's clean, It's a much more clean burning fuel than other fuel sources out there. It's reliable and it's very efficient. About 90% of the energy content in a tank of propane actually gets used. So it's an extremely efficient and it's extremely clean fuel. Like we talked about, it's very green.
And that's the main message here, is propane is green. All right, well, thank you very much, Brandon. I'm Cindy Zimmerman in Tampa.